So now we move on into the 11th chapter of 1 Samuel, beginning with the first verse. Then Nashash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. So now we see this nation of Ammon, with their king, Nashash, is making a threat against a part of the land of Israel. They're moving up against Jabesh Gilead. We'd like to note that the Ammonites had been given rather preferential treatment by the Israelites because they were the descendants of Lot. In Deuteronomy 2:19, God has specifically told the people, "And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession." So they were kin to the Israelites, but they were not a very pleasant neighbor, and they did distress the children of Israel when they had an opportunity. We learned during the period of the Judges that Jephthah had to rise up and defeat the Ammonites because they were a threat to Israel. Now they're coming against a city named Jabesh Gilead, which was a rather prominent city, although it has an interesting history. This city is located over in Gad, which is east of the Jordan River and more or less removed from the main body of the nation of Israel. And it had been destroyed in rather recent history when these citizens failed to assist the rest of the nation in the matter of Gibeah, when they destroyed that city and the tribe of Benjamin. So because they failed to unite with the rest of the nation in that civil war with Benjamin, we learn in Judges 21:10 that this city was also destroyed then as a punishment. And so now we see that it has been rebuilt. It probably has a more or less estranged relationship with the rest of the nation. And we're going to learn that they didn't depend upon God for their protection, but they depended upon other things. So they were not really in true harmony with the will of God and depending upon God to be their leader and their protector. Well, the Ammonite king has picked this city to come against, maybe because he thinks it'll be the most vulnerable city and the least protected city of all the cities he could threaten. So we learn that they're encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee." So after having this Ammonite threat, the men of Jabesh just simply said, "Well, we'd like to have peace. Let's make a covenant." They didn't put up any effort, it seems, to fight or to protect themselves. They just wanted to have peace by making a covenant. And it would have seemed that it would have been very easy for Nahash to have made a covenant with them had he not made such a terrible condition to the covenant. Verse 2, "And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, 'On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel.'" He wasn't just content to be able to have this nation to be subservient to him and for him to be able to reign and rule over them. He wanted to thrust out all of the right eyes of the people. And this would have been a painful and very debilitating thing. It would have made them so that they couldn't be effective warriors, because a warrior kept the shield in his left hand, and usually he had to use the right eye to do most seeing with then. But it would have made them still effective laborers and servants. And it would have been a reproach to all Israel. So he wasn't satisfied with just a covenant and just subduing them. He wanted to make it a very painful and debilitating thing. And so for that reason, we see in verse 3, "And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, 'Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel, and then if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee.'" So they asked for a little time to think about it. "Give us 7 days. Let's see what we can do in 7 days." And they determined that they're going to send messengers to all the coast of Israel, although we see that they really just sent people to Gibeah, which was the city of Saul. And in 7 days, they wouldn't have time maybe to go to all the coast of Israel. And so apparently, because they only asked for 7 days, and it was such a gigantic task to go to all the coast of Israel, Nahash granted them the 7 days respite so they could seek some help. Had he not given them this 7 days, then they probably would have fought to the death before they had made up their decision to let him put out their right eyes. Verse 4, then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and told the tidings in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. So they do come to this central city of the government where Saul was residing, and had there not been a king, no doubt they would have not have been able to have gotten such a great amount of help in such a small amount of time, because now the nation was going to be much more organized behind the one man, the king. That's the only one that they had to really get to, was the head of the government, and then he could get the machinery of protection rolling for them. And so they came to Gibeah, and they told the tidings in the ears of the people. Now, they didn't get to Saul himself right at this point, but they did announce this to the people of Gibeah, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Now, they were sorry for the fact that the Ammonites were making such a an inroad into their nation, that they were going to take a city now and subdue it, and that there was this great threat over them, because if they took this city of Jabesh, then there was no indications they would stop here, but they would be more of a threat to the rest of the nation then, because it would have a foothold. And so we see that there's a threat now to the land of Israel. The news is brought to Gibeah, where Saul is, and we're going to see how that his kingship does respond to this threat, and how the resources of the nation will be used to protect themselves from this invasion of the Ammonites. We're going to close at that point. Next time we'll begin with the fifth verse. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.